Yannick, thank you very much for doing this. And most importantly, I hope you and yours are safe and healthy right now.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me. No, we're good. We're obviously staying our keeping our distance and all that stuff, and trying to keep the kids as entertained as possible in ways that you can do. Obviously, the weather is getting a little better now here in Vancouver, so it's a little easier to spend a little bit more time outside.
Yeah, it certainly is. And hey, you're trying to entertain the kids. I'm guessing the kids entertain you, man. They dictate it. You are a father. You've got young kids, so you know what it's been like. And a lot of our listeners can relate over the last few months. Listen, NHLers have had to make the decision, and some over the past few days have decided they're opting out of this tournament. As a young father, Yannick, can you relate to the players who have chosen to say, I'm sorry, but due to health concerns for my family, I'm not going to participate?
Of course, health and family comes first. It always has, and it always will. And obviously, every family is different. Some families has underlying conditions that are making this obviously scarier for them than other families. So I fully respect and understand the decision. Some people are pulling out for that reason. It's unfortunate, but those are the days we're living in right now.
It's taken us a long time to get to this training camp, and we're counting down the days until we hopefully have this tournament starting at the beginning of August. As you've watched the NHL release its protocol and its safety procedures that these players have been going through, what have been your thoughts on the way the league has handled it?
No, you can take all the precautions until you actually get together, and what's going to happen when that first guy gets sick. Is it going to spread and all that stuff? Then you'll see what they have in place and their plan is. It's all good said and done until something happens. It seems like they're taking their precautions, but you can only take so many precautions. Again, it comes down to, I wouldn't call it luck, but again, obviously you have to make sure players stay healthy, players don't get sick, players that are around, or people that are around the players don't get sick as well. So it's yeah, it seems like a monumental task, but so far they've found a way to move forward, and hopefully you can get this back on the railroad, and they can start playing games and show the world some sort of normalcy, which is sports, something people can relate to, gather around in their homes and stuff like that. So I think it's great that they're trying to do this, finding a way to get it back.
It wasn't that long ago that you were playing in the National Hockey League. Would you be anxious heading into a tournament like this?
No, I don't think. In what way are we talking about? Not having played for 4 months and having to jump right into the playoffs, or health concerns and stuff
health
like that?
Health concerns.
I don't think so. Like you said, I don't know exactly if they're bringing families and everything, or it's just the players. If it's just the players going in, you stay away for some cases it's going to be a couple of weeks and then you're back. Obviously, if you go the whole way, you're away from your family for a long time. But I mean, it's the path that's chosen right now. It's up to the individual player. If you want to play, you play, and then you follow the guidelines. If not, you're free to say no and come back in. It looks like December they're going to start up again, and then we'll hopefully be back to a little more normal, where you're back home with your families again in between games.
Former Vancouver Canucks and San Jose Shark Yannick Hansen joining us this morning on the Scott Rintoul Show. We've been trying to find comparables for this long of a layoff and then getting right back up to intensity, and an intensity that you don't find at the start of the season. And
I can give you one. I can give you one of those.
Give me one.
Olympic qualification for Denmark in 2016, it was in August, right before the World Cup of Hockey. So the teams that aren't automatically into the Olympic, we had to qualify. And those were national team games played in either the end of August or beginning of September, right before we showed up for the World Cup in Toronto. And that was, I think we had one preseason game maybe, and then we had to play three games in order to qualify for the Olympic. And that's as close to I've been to something like that, where you're basically hitting the ground running. And it was awful.
So tell me, what was it like to prepare for that tournament?
Well, you do everything you normally do, like I would if it was preseason and all that stuff. You train at home. I was obviously on the ice a little bit earlier than I would have normally. But still, you can't get the game speed, the hitting, all that stuff, the stuff that takes 6 preseason games and a couple of regular season games before you're feeling comfortable getting hit, going into a corner where somebody's actually trying to hurt you. Sometimes you can't do that. So that to me is the most interesting things here starting up. How those first couple of games going to look? Our team's going to be a little bit timid. How are you adjusting to the pace? Like I said, you don't have 2 or 3 games to kind of get into the groove. If you think that, then your season is over and you're going back home right away. It's going to be real quick here. And again, the teams that are on the the conference leaders, the teams that aren't playing the play-in, they're going to be at a big disadvantage, I think, especially when they're going to be facing teams that have played maybe five games in order just to get into the playoffs when they get to there. So it'll be interesting to see how prepared teams are. Again, younger teams will probably fare better than older teams. It always seems to be the young guys that comes out of the gate running early in the season. And this might be a short enough tournament, if you will, that younger teams can have a big advantage here.
So you tell me, with the type of player you were, what was it you needed in that first game back to really bring you to the intensity level you had to get to? Was it a lot of touches of the puck or a couple of shifts where there was a lot of flow and skating? Or was it, in fact, a hit, that physical engagement?
No, you have to get hit. You can skate fast in practice, and you can make passes, you can touch the puck, but nobody on your team, nobody in camp is going to run you over. Nobody's going to put you through the boards on your team. Not anymore. Maybe in my first couple of years in the camps I participated in there in Vancouver, there still was that, where you really had to fight your way onto the team to prove who you were. That kind of went away, and you were protecting each other. There was no fighting in camp anymore either. Later on, it's a thing of the past now. So the physical part of the game that's such a big part of it, it didn't come until the regular seasons. Preseason, yeah, there was some, but still, you weren't trying to hurt or run opposing teams through the end boards in preseason games either. It was about you getting into the game, maybe bumping a little bit here, battling in front of the net, all of those little things. But it's a gradual things leading into the regular season where you're kind of taking it slow. And then, yeah, the last games or two before the regular season, then most teams would have their lineups ready, and you could see what was looking more and more like the real game.
In conversation with Yannick Hansen this morning on the Scott Rintoul Show. So how did the intensity of that Olympic qualifying compare to the intensity you found in the 2016 World Cup?
That was two different things. Again, like the Olympic qualification, that was you had to win at all costs, and it was strange because the intensity was very high there. And then we went to the World Cup of Hockey, where again now we're a little bit putting on a show. Like, people want to see great hockey, they want to see skill, they want to see pretty plays. You weren't seeing physical play. Guys weren't hitting like that. It was more so, it was a great tournament to showcase something to the fans. Everybody want to see the best players in the world play against each other. So the intensity kind of went down a little bit for when I look back at that. When we went into the World Cup, of course, when we started playing for keeps and you're playing semifinals and the finals against Canada, you wanted to win. And those were very, very fast paced skill games, but they weren't physical games. They were again games with players showcasing what they could do.
You mentioned the fans. We're not going to see them in Edmonton. We're not going to see them in Toronto, and that's just another factor that makes this such a difficult set of circumstances. No fans, all of the health and safety, trying to get up to speed in such a short amount of time. Yannick, what are the most difficult set of circumstances that you've ever played in? Maybe it's that Olympic qualifying, or maybe somewhere else.
No, it was that. Like I said, you had 3 games, and basically, if we lost the first game, that might be it. we wouldn't make the Olympic in that would have been a couple of years later there, and we did lose the first game. And then you think, oh, we still got to win the next two games. Then we might have a chance. But it is like you prepare for it, you know it, and then it's here. And like you said, you have no lead up, no build up, no margin for error. It's almost one and done. And like I said, it's very, very hard to prepare yourself for that, especially physically. Mentally, you can prepare yourself for it. And you're like, okay, we gotta win here. But again, you haven't played any games together. You haven't done a lot of stuff together. The last time we played together in that case is almost like here. We played together at the World Championship, which would have been in early May, middle of May there, and then we're off for the summer, and then we come back in August, and we got to play this tournament. It's kind of the same thing here. These guys haven't played together since March, and they're off for a bunch of months, and now they're coming back together. They're going to have two, three weeks here, and then they're right back into it. It's very challenging. Fortunately, everybody should be healthy right now, so teams should be full strength all over. Obviously, granted, somebody is not gonna come for family reasons, but you're gonna see a majority of players and players that have been ruled out now get a chance to come back. So some teams are fortunate in that aspect, but again, it's the fact that they haven't played together for so long, and again, what have their practice often have been. Guys have been at home. They haven't been able to go to the rinks. Some players have been fortunate where they're from, how their setup are at home. I'm sure others have been less fortunate. How well are they conditioned and trained and stuff like that? They have two weeks now with their team, yeah, but it takes a lot more than 2 weeks to get ready for playing NHL games. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, you're right about that. Yannick Hansen with us this morning on the Scott Rintoul Show. You mentioned the word challenging. Canadian markets can certainly be like that at times. You played in one for the bulk of your career. How do you describe playing in Canada to those of your peers who never experienced it?
I think now they won't notice it, but it is the noticeability. When you're walking around the streets, when you're going to the grocery store, going to the movies, going to a restaurant, that's when you notice it. It's after practices in your dressing room when there's 30, 50 reporters waiting to dissect your game and everybody else's game, looking to find an edge over each other on the articles, seeing your name, the team on the news, on the TV every day, all day, almost on the sports channels. It's those things that where you notice it. But now that they're playing in these, like, I don't think it won't be that much different, or it will be different, but not in a pressure kind of way.
Yeah, not for this tournament, but it is always going to be different. It's always more difficult to play in a Canadian market. Some people relish that. Some people get frustrated by it. Some players want nothing to do with it ever. Did you notice a change in the way you viewed the market or the way you handled the market throughout your career?
No, because it was the same. Obviously, like when I just came to Vancouver, it was a team on the upswing, so everything was positive. Okay, we're gonna get a team here. It's exciting. Maybe they can make a push here in the playoffs, and then we're one of the favorites, and it's so much excitement. And then in the later years, you get kind of on the downside of that, and fans and media have been so fortunate here in Vancouver for 5, 6, 7 years with the teams that were here, that they'd gotten accustomed to being entertained and being part of the fun times of hockey. And all of a sudden the team weren't good enough for that anymore. And you're longing for that, not only the players, but fans and media as well, to be part of that. So though the negativity started creeping in a little bit more, maybe where it was a little more positive, maybe. So that's the way we're kind of ebbs and flows, if you will. But again, I thought it was extremely fun to play in Vancouver. The pressure, everybody cares about the team. Everybody wants them to win. They talk about it the days leading up to the games. On the game day, they're talking about the game. And after the game, they're dissecting the game. So it's obviously hockey, hockey, hockey this time of year, or maybe not this time of year, but summer hockey, spring hockey. And that's the most exciting part. And that's when it's the best part of Canada when there are that much attention to it, and it's being blown up and everybody's talking about it. Like, we play hockey because we love it, and we want to see it too. We're a fan of the game too, so it's just that much more heightened.
It's been my experience over my career that athletes are fine with you presenting them with facts, even if they are negative facts, as long as they are those facts. If a guy has not scored in 15 games, well, he can't run and hide from that. He knows as well, and he knows he's going to be asked about it. What level of questioning or scrutiny for you, Yannick, crosses the line when media go down certain roads?
Personal stuff, obviously. What guys do off the ice. Obviously, you do something that that affects your game. Yeah, but like again, personal stuff. But again, I didn't see a whole lot of that. The other stuff you're pointing up, guys haven't scored for 15 games. We had cases of that. That was when we were really, really good, 10, 11 years. And obviously, media ran out of positive stories to write that year. I mean, guys were having career years left, right, and center. So we kind of got the feeling in the dressing room that, okay, the media's come in here, they're looking for anything negative. So it wasn't about Burr scoring a hat trick the night before. No, it was about Samuelson hadn't scored in four games or whatever it might be. There was a defenseman who was minus two and we won 5-3. They were looking for that negative things that we as a team felt was completely irrelevant because it didn't matter. Team won, that's all we cared about. So we didn't want that creeping in because when media started putting things in guys' head, all of a sudden that guy might think, oh, shit, I got to score because otherwise this guy's going to come in again tomorrow and ask me, now you haven't scored in five games. Why not? And we kept winning. So it was something we tried really hard in the dressing room to just ignore as much as possible. Obviously, it's very hard when it's you, but like I said, we were winning, and that's really all that mattered. And you were trying to keep that negativity out of the dressing room that media tried to put in there.
That's a really good point that you make, and among many that you made during the course of this conversation. Yannick, I always appreciate the conversation. I'm really glad to hear that you and your family are healthy at this time and that things are going well. Thank you very much for spending some of your time with us this morning.
Thank you, guys. Anytime.